This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Trumpland, a.k.a. Washington. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here's what Trump tweeted out. He ripped the fake news reports of the undisclosed Putin meeting. He said on his Twitter, I'll just read it for you, fake news story of secret dinner with Putin is sick. All G20 leaders and spouses were invited by the Chancellor of Germany. Press knew. He is right on that. That is true. Then he put, fake news is becoming more and more dishonest. Even a dinner arranged for top 20 leaders in Germany is made to look sinister. And it really wasn't sinister. I will say that because I get the president's and the White House detail, and that was on there. The G20, what they were doing, all that was on there. So that wasn't some weird secret meeting. He is right. It wasn't a weird secret meeting. All right, it is no secret that the president was elected partially on this whole wall thing. A lot of people think the wall is a good idea. Since I spent a week with the Border Patrol and was stunned at what I saw, I don't know that anything, if you're trying to come up with some separation, how about this separation? Stop hiring illegal workers, pay fair wages and hire Americans, that's one, and enforce laws that were on the books back in the Reagan era, but you can't go back in history. So the House is going to vote on Trump's $1.6 billion border wall request next week. It won't be a so-called wall. Instead, if it is approved, it would be 74 miles of fencing and a levee wall in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas and near San Diego, and it would be part of the spending bill for the Department of Defense and Department of Veteran Affairs, so it would be all lumped into that. Not everybody's on board with this. Democrats, of course, hate it. Some Republicans don't like it either, but there is a chance it would pass. So it would be a win because health care has fallen down the rabbit hole. It's not going anywhere. There's not enough numbers. Too many Republicans bailed, even though it's a handful. There's just not the numbers. So that means that gets a reboot. However that looks, it's going to be rebooted, and we've already discussed it. Everybody knows it, and it's not happening. It's not happening. So instead, it's the start of the fencing wall, whatever you want to call it, if it gets the high sign. And it could, even though there's some opposition to it, it could go through. It could. But not sure. I think it's, pardon the pun, on the fence. It's kind of one of those on the fence. I took the temperature today briefly and figured out this is another one of those on the fence deals. It's not, meaning I called some people I knew on the Hill. It's on the, it's just on the bubble. It's just another one of those looks kind of good, but not definite. But much closer than what's happened with health care. Much closer. How about this? Now, we talk about polls, and I like to say that I am the poll princess, right? And polls, you know, you can take the poll averages, you can look at how a poll could possibly slant, and you take it for what it's worth. But what's interesting is this Bloomberg National Poll showed that even though Donald Trump has these low numbers, his numbers have of favorability have dipped. this Bloomberg poll showed that Hillary Clinton, her approval rating is 39% in the latest poll. So a couple points lower than the president. It's the second lowest score for Clinton since the poll started tracking her in September of 2009. I don't even think that's a surprise, though, because she's polarizing. Let's face it. And she's lost popularity even among those who voted for her in November. So that's not shocking to me that she would be lower. You know, that she would be lower than he is. But that both are sitting kind of in this vacuum area. Clinton suffers from gender and racial gaps. So that's what, and we saw that in the campaign. Just 35% of men hold a favorable view of her compared to 43% of women. Just 32% of whites like her. 51% of non-whites do. So the numbers, you know, the numbers are not there. They weren't there. They weren't there. And I love these polls. I mean, I do. Because actually, this and a cup of really good coffee is just interesting conversation. It doesn't matter, really. I think the president's popularity matters, the poll matters, those constant polls, because of what other Republicans will do. If the numbers are high, they jump on the train. If the numbers are lower, they jump off the train. And let's face it, he needs some allies on the Hill to get some things done. So you don't want the... You, if you're the president and the people around the president, you don't want the polls to be low and say, well, who cares about polls? It's not a talk show. You're the president. So, yes, the polls then matter. It matters for the people that are going to jump on the bandwagon. It's all politics all the time, let's face it. Even if we say it's not politics, it is politics because you got to add up the votes. That's why the health care thing didn't happen. There wasn't enough votes. You had four Republicans who bailed, and that was just too many. You couldn't make up the ground, so you have to have allies. They have to be there, or you cannot move that mountain. You can't. You just can't do it. And it's not good. So the Republican has kind of a little bit of a, well, disaster on their hands with this healthcare fiasco, because they got to figure it out. And figure it out quickly, right? Then how about this? How about the fact that Mueller, the former FBI director who's doing the Russian investigating, is saying that Trump Jr. and Paul Manafort can testify publicly in the Senate? So will the president's eldest son and former campaign chairman testify? Diane Feinstein, is the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is among the congressional panels pursuing the Russia investigations. So she's saying that Mueller said, yeah, they can do it. Will they do it? And what would you advise them if you're the lawyer? Would you do it? Or would you say, no, it doesn't make any sense. Nothing's going to come out of it that's going to be positive. I think Mueller's going to be around for a while digging into all of this. It just certainly seems that way. Hang with us. News You Can Abuse coming up next.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. You took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are a baby.
Time for a little odds and ends here on the show. And by odds and ends, or really news you can abuse, I think it's more like that than the other. I mean, it's odds and ends, but I like the news you can abuse. And the reason I like news you can abuse, because where else will you find out about these cockroaches that swarmed all over the place? It's not funny, because if I see a cockroach, I kind of made that comment before about mosquitoes and I'd rather have an elephant charge at me. Maybe it's like a bug thing for me. I'd rather have an elephant charge at me than it be swarmed with cockroaches. Oh, cockroaches scare me. The Philadelphia Water Department is trying to figure out what caused thousands to emerge from a manhole and swarm a neighborhood. Oh, I'd be, that'd be the end of me. Like an Indiana Jones kind of scenario. So the bugs came out. They've been invading this Bridesburg neighborhood ever since Sunday night. They were so thick, the people there couldn't see the ground. Oh, I'm getting sick even thinking about this. The water department says the crews were out on Tuesday investigating. Oh, thank you for hurrying. They say that the sewer inlet might be clogged with food and trash, and that attracts the bugs. And, of course, they multiply when it's warmer. So what do you do when you're living among the cockroaches? People are spraying their homes. They're stomping on the bugs to keep them away. I mean, what do you do? That is the theme of this show. Instead of America Tonight, what do you do? What do you do when nobody does anything about it? Oh, I could just see. I have a pretty even temper, but I would not be happy if nobody was responding and I had cockroaches all over the place. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Nasty, nasty, nasty. Ugh. Awful. Especially if we're talking about the kind of big kind, like the movie kind. You see in the movies and you think, oh, that can't be real. And then you find to your horror that, yes, there is such a thing as giant cockroaches, and they're in my neighborhood. For my friends in Oregon, listening to us in Portland, KPAM, a truck hauling eels, yes, it's true, overturned on an Oregon highway, turning the coastal road into a slimy, slimy, slithering mess. Slithering. The Oregon State Police posted a photo, actually, on Twitter, that's how I found it, that showed damaged cars covered by gooey eels. Oh, oh, no. Say it ain't so. Oh, I saw them on the ground. Again, can barely look at it. There was 13 containers holding 7,500 pounds of hagfish, which are commonly known to you and I as slime eels. Yeah. So, the flying, what happened was, there was construction. One container flew off the truck bed and onto the south bed lane. The other container spilled onto the highway. The flying container hit one car, then caused it and four others to be pushed into each other. The people that were hit by the flying container of slime eels, you know, just had minor injuries. So that is very lucky, I must say. Hagfish. When they, now here's what you need to know, and this is important information from America Tonight. When hagfish become stressed, they secrete a slime, and the slime is kind of like this white slime. So the road couldn't even be reopened, because it's so slippery, until they, you know, bulldozed and hosed it off. Ugh. No, and they became stressed. Imagine why they became stressed. They were flying eels. Oh. It's just craziness, right? All right, let's let the insanity continue. See, it really is news you can abuse with a little bit of odds and ends. How do you get trapped inside an ATM? I want your mind to expand and tell me if I asked you, if I said, I'll give you $1,000 if you can get trapped into an ATM, how would you get trapped into an ATM? So just so you know, a Texas man became trapped inside an ATM and slipped notes to customers through the, I'm not making this up, I swear to you, this was in Corpus Christi, through the receipt slot, pleading for them to help him escape. Help! Help! The contractor became stuck Wednesday when he was changing a lock to a Bank of America room that leads to the back of the ATM. That's what happened. He couldn't let himself out of the room because he didn't have a key card on him. He's unable to notify bank employees for help. He left his cell phone and the swipe card he needed to get out of the room inside his truck. So when he realized customers were retrieving cash from the machine, he passed notes to them through the ATM receipt slot. Okay, one read, please help, I'm stuck in here and I don't have my phone. Please call my boss. Some customers just dismissed the notes as like a gag. Oh, that's just stupidness. But finally, one called the police. They detected a faint voice. Help! Help! I'm in the ATM! Coming from inside the ATM. An officer kicked in the door to the room, freed the man whose name is not released. You'll never see that again. I mean, that is a rarity. That is just crazy. And he did send, you know, help, call my boss. Now you see how it could happen. Because he got trapped, he didn't have the key card. You know, that's the one thing I'm obsessive about. I'm not an obsessive compulsive person, but if I have keys, because you know how we don't have keys now? A lot of things don't have keys, even cars half the time. You have that weird starter button and then the key. I am always feeling around for keys, making sure, do I have the keys? You have the keys? Where are the keys? We have the keys? Do we need the keys? And especially if you don't use them that much, but you need them as the backup. Because it's so easy to get lost in that and forget. Yeah. Yeah, it's happened. It's happened to me. Trust me. Absolutely. I think those stories are crazy, weird stories. The eel story is a crazy story. But without a doubt, the ATM story is a weird story, you know, as well. For sure. Because I can't even, I wonder how I'd react. If somebody slipped a note to me and said that, I definitely think that I would think it was a gag. But I believe I would do something. I do. I don't think I'd just walk away like, oh, this is a gag and I'm out of here. No, I don't think so. I think I would, I don't know. I think I would do something. Yeah, absolutely. I would do it. All right, one last one for you. How about this? There is a bar, believe it or not, on the face of the earth, and this one's in Louisiana, that refuses to serve women because of their shorts. That's like that song, Who Wears Short Shorts? You hear that from the 60s, right? So there's this new dress code at this Louisiana bar. I'm going to have to ask my friend about that. And some of you are listening to me in Louisiana, and it's become pretty heated. The battle over the, now we have, like, in Congress, the battle over the sleeveless rule in the House of Representatives, and now we've got this dress code at this Louisiana bar. Somebody went in on Sunday, posted a picture of herself. She had a halter top on, and she had white hemmed shorts. They looked okay to me. I don't know. She was trying to go into Whiskey River, a live music venue and bar in Henderson, Louisiana, when the woman at the door and a security guard said that her outfit didn't meet the new dress requirements. She said she was so embarrassed she left. She decided to post the photo. Got a lot of reaction from friends. Friends said, were you at church? Too short. Do they want them at your knees? They're not that short. So eventually Whiskey River had to kind of respond to this. And they responded to some of the comments. They say, if we can see your butt cheeks hanging out of your pants, standing up or bending over, or if we can see your belly button, then you will not be allowed to enter our premises. We reserve the right to refuse admittance to anyone who is not properly dressed. They do have the right, though, right? Do they have the right to do that? Yeah. Legally, they can set a dress code and they can refuse service based on what they want to base it on. Remember that whole thing? No shoes, no shirt, no service. I'm just saying.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
We're pleased to welcome to the show Forbes Books at Bedtime, Renee Tyak. And she's with Capital Plus, right?
That's correct.
And I like her already because she's from Columbus, Ohio, and I spent a lot of time, Greg, in Columbus, Ohio. I'm trying to think, White Castles. They were my favorite crummy meals.
Really?
Yeah. A night out on the town.
Is White Castle created in Columbus? It is. It's home base is Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah. You know, with the onions on the burger.
That little pickle thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But she's not about pickles and White Castles.
She's about Capital.
Yeah, she's about Capital.
And I'm much more interested in Capital, Renee, frankly, than I am in White Castle. Yeah, good. I can talk more about Capital than I can White Castle.
Yeah, tell us about what Capital Plus zeroes in on.
Yeah, Capital Plus is a family-owned business, a boutique lender in Columbus, Ohio. Been in business 25 years, and our core competencies, our specialty, is factoring, which is receivable financing and management, which at surface level seems a little boring. I can see eyes glazing over.
Actually, the opposite. But I suspect there are some people listening that are not familiar with the term factoring. So let's go real basic and explain.
Sure. So factoring, what we do essentially, I'll tell the story, is imagine a small business owner who has invoices and an opportunity to grow their business. We do everything from help those business owners set credit terms with new clients to manage the invoices. We'll call on invoices and say, you know, are you missing any supporting documentation? If so, we help provide it. We help reduce the time it takes for those business owners to collect on invoices.
So everybody loves you because you're about getting paid.
They love us because we become back office support.
Yes.
We become an extension of their business.
Yes.
And then when and if they need it, they have the option to take advances on any invoices that are current. So we also provide access to capital.
Wow.
Right.
And the reason you can give those advances advances on invoices that are due is because you now have a history of them and you have a sense of...
Correct.
You know who they are, how their cash flow works, and so it's a,
correct.
It's a low risk for you because of the relationship.
Correct. It's a working relationship.
Yeah, it's a working relationship.
Versus a traditional factoring facility, which is strictly buying receivables.
Right.
Right. We are the boutique service provider that also offers access to capital.
So is that set of relationships with clients versus traditional factoring, is that unusual?
It is. It's a differentiating factor for us. Yes, and it's why we've lasted 25 years, why we've weathered storms. Over 50% of our client base has been with us over 15 years, which is unheard of. In factoring, traditionally, it's a short-term solution.
Right.
And we do service clients like that, where we provide a very specific short-term access to capital line of credit, and then we help them graduate into lower-cost capital markets. We help them secure a business, an SBA loan. We help them move into other sources of financing if our services are no longer needed.
So I'm just guessing, Renee.
Sure.
Because you're sitting here in front of me, that you did not start this company 25 years ago.
No, that's correct. My father started the business. Yeah.
So you were a young girl growing up in a family where this was your father's business. And by the way, we're talking with Renee Tyak, rhymes with kayak, Capital Plus. The website is capplus.com. So you're a young girl and you're watching your father start and build this business.
Yeah.
And at some point, you decided you would go into business with him. What was that like?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, my father is a West Point grad, and he's a Cornell MBA grad. So
wow.
I grew
so
up...
So high achievement expectations?
Yes, absolutely. And he was a top exec with Emerson. So we moved around as Emerson would buy companies, and he would go in as president. His latest appointment was with Liebert Corporation in Columbus, Ohio. When he finished his term with Liebert, the next move would have been St. Louis. So he retired from Emerson and took a year off to determine what he wanted to do. And he started Capital Plus really as a vehicle to identify businesses that he could go fund and help grow.
What a prospect.
So he has a real passion for helping businesses get to the next level. When I joined the company, well, let me backtrack. When I graduated from college, I graduated with a degree in French and a minor in...
He was.
In fact, I really wanted to do a year of study in Paris at the Sorbonne, which I did, but he demanded that I add global economics at Sciences Po as well. Thank God he did, because, you know, I ended up graduating with a good understanding of business and global economics. But come full circle, I have always had a passion for helping the entrepreneur access capital, because I've been in lending at banking institutions. I've also been the borrower as a business owner.
Wow.
And so I bring to the table a unique understanding of when you go to the bank and the bank may say no, or you're looking to obtain VC funds, or you even want to try a crowdfunding campaign. It's daunting when you're sitting on that side of the table. And many times, whether you get a decline or a no, we can't help you today, it doesn't come with an explanation of these are your ratios. This is what you need to accomplish. So Capital Plus also adds that factor in. We really do a lot of hand-holding. Many of our clients come to us for a specific need. We'll help them understand the ratios and help them understand what they need to accomplish in order to access lower-cost sources of money.
So as far as your clients are concerned, it sounds like they run the gamut, but is there a particular industry that you seem to be drawing a lot of people from?
We will handle any industry with the exception of medical or construction. Now, I find great success with startups, emerging companies, because they're too young for traditional financing and they also need the back office support.
Right.
We provide huge customer service for those emerging businesses. And then once they grow to a certain level, they may bring someone into their office to handle those duties.
How do you determine who's the right client for you, though? Because as much as I love what you're saying about people getting no's and not understanding that and then emerging. So you're taking some risks, I would assume. How do you evaluate that?
Well, first of all, they have to have commercial receivables. Secondarily, we look closely at the management team and what are their objectives here. Is this a Band-Aid that we're putting on a gaping wound? Or is
that
this...
you're going to get infected too.
Yes, exactly. Or is this an opportunity to help someone mitigate seasonal downturn or slow sales period? wanted or take advantage of an opportunity.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are a lot of predatory lenders out there that will put the Band-Aid on, take their fee, and, you know, make
and
their profit.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yes, exactly.
I have to ask, you said that you'll serve any industry except medical and construction.
Correct.
Why not medical and construction?
Specific to receivables, you run into lien problems with construction. And with medical, you run into regulatory challenges. And so, for example, if you're working with a medical company, you'll typically need to be HIPAA certified if you're going to be dealing with their receivables.
Gotcha.
Lots of red tape there.
Yes. What about women-owned businesses? Are you finding that you're trying to lend a hand, so to speak, there?
Yes. Women-owned businesses are a great market for us, primarily because of the service component. And women-owned businesses are known for bootstrapping. This product, what we do at Capital Plus, really allows women-owned businesses to take control of their cash flow versus letting someone else run it. This allows a woman-owned business to bootstrap the way that they do so well and then also access their own cash via advances when and if they're ready. And furthermore, the business owner takes control of the fees associated with it because you can take an advance anytime that the invoice is current and fees apply from the advance date. So you don't take an advance on the invoice that you just submit. You take something that may be 21 days in and you pay 1% for 10 days, roughly. The cost of capital can be anywhere from 1.5 to 3% for 30 days.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm wondering, if you're in this business and you're helping some of these women, as you say, bootstrapping, etc., even at your young age, there has to be a moment, because if I were in your shoes where, oh, I helped someone and that company skyrocketed, or they've made 40, 50% profits over what they initially thought they were this quarter, that quarter, I know you must have the passion for this. So what would be your home run story?
Yes. Oh, well, thank you for the comment on my age. I'm actually older than I look, but
we're younger than
I'll take
you look.
Yeah, right. I'll take the props there. So I have a lot of really great moments because I really get invested with my clients and I'm there through the process and it's just so energizing. That's the why I get up. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, having been the borrower and the lender, for me, I've been in both situations and so I really do get passionate about helping businesses achieve this success. So one great success story is we have a company that's a multimedia design firm who came to us as a startup over 15 years ago and his first venture failed with us and we helped him through the closing.
When you say with us, does that mean you lost money when he failed?
We did not. We were able to collect on all of the receivables, but he had to close his doors. He came to us with his second venture and said, I'm going to try it again. I learned from my mistakes. Here we go. Well, we just graduated him into a $500,000 loan facility with a traditional finance company, and he's been in business now for over 10 years, and he's doing upwards of $2 million in revenues. So we helped him navigate the first failure, move into the next. I mean, we all have our mistakes
and
our failures.
Startups in particular. I mean, if you haven't failed a few times, you haven't started.
Right. So he's a great success story. I'm really proud to have worked with him. On another level, we have companies. For example, I have a baker in Columbus who's just wonderful, and he does a couple million in revenues on an annual basis, and he utilizes us for everything from he writes his little paper invoices and brings them a stack to us, and he's been a client for 23 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and he only advances during the slow period.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just, it's really great. And, you know, I have a couple of my team members who have been with us since my dad established the business, and there have been times where they've said, what are we doing? I'm in a humdrum. I need some motivation. And I'll pull out a client profile and say, look at this company has been with us for over 15 years. We have helped them make payroll or grow or address a challenge. And they have employed people in our neighborhoods, in our city.
You're like George Bailey.
I mean, you really feel the pulse of what you're doing when you take it down
it's
to the
real people.
It's real people employing real. Yeah.
Their lives.
Real people. I love it. Perfect place to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Forbes Books at Bedtime. Thank you so much, Renee Tyack. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Interesting times of what we're talking about here in this country in this edition of For Your Health. Autism, in fact, there's a new character on Sesame Street that has autism, which I think is great because so many people are living with autism, dealing with autism, and the more we understand, the better. We have Paul Loudon with us. He's got a new book out called Behind the Locked Door, Understanding My Life as an Autistic. Author of this new book, Paul Loudon, understands personally what this is like as an autistic adult. So, Paul, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
All right, so let's go back to the beginning and realizing and understanding autism and wanting to share your story. First of all, what made you want to share your story?
It sort of happened by chance. It started as the person I was working with to help improve my symptoms and my situation. She had a radio show, and she invited me on as a guest with the intent to trick me into co-hosting it with her, which led to me learning and practicing talking about it. And then it just sort of became a realization that I was more verbal than a lot of us on the spectrum and more able to explain things than a lot of us on the spectrum. And so it became clear that this was just something that I had an opportunity to do. I was in the right situation, and I really wanted to try to help people understand better some of the things we struggle with.
Yeah, so when you were a kid, when were you diagnosed with autism?
I was diagnosed at 23, so not a kid
at all. Wow. Yeah, not a kid.
Yeah.
So that means your family. So growing up, did you realize something was different? Did they realize something was different? I mean, that had to be difficult.
a variety of factors played into my late diagnosis. One, I'm 34 now, so it was a decent amount of time ago. I was born in 1983. By the time I was, you know, an adolescent, it was more of the ADD craze, and I did get diagnosed with that. Before that, though, we also moved around a lot. My dad worked in oil, so we were overseas and then back in the U.S. and then overseas again and then back in the U.S. And so while I was struggling with social things and a variety of other things, there was always that element of, well, you know, he's just left all of his friends behind and he's having to make new friends and meet new people and get used to living in a house with a wall around it or whatever. You know, there was always those elements. So it wasn't really until high school when we'd settled back in the States, and particularly when I left to try to go to college and things started falling apart, that we realized that something was seriously wrong and just how seriously wrong it was. And then fortunately enough, at about 21 or 22, I stumbled across an article about autism and particular Asperger's. And from reading that article, it gave me inspiration to go and consult with a neuropsychologist and seek diagnosis.
And what did the neuropsychologist tell you about the spectrum and Asperger's and all of that?
Honestly, not much. What I worked with her on was just the testing. So go in, parents go in and talk about her history. I take a variety of tests. Some of them are standard IQ tests, things like that. Other ones are ones focused more on autism. And then I got a diagnosis in the mail just telling me, you've got Asperger's. And from there, it was largely about research on my own, trying to learn more about it, read about other people's experiences with it, and try to spend a lot of time learning about myself and how I experience the world.
So in finding that diagnosis out, getting that in the mail, Asperger's, like you said, finding out more about yourself, what are the things that you have to battle as somebody who has Asperger's?
Well, first, I do prefer to just say I have autism now because the Asperger's diagnosis has been removed in the latest edition of the DSM, and I feel that's generally for the better in helping people recognize that it is one disorder and that those of us who may be higher functioning still often have significant challenges. I have severe challenges with self-management and motivation. I have a hard time upkeeping my living space, regularly paying bills. I regularly lost jobs just because I was a very extremely literal person, and so I actually read the employee handbook, and I would contradict my boss on things when he got things wrong, and that, you know, technically correct is not the good kind of correct, despite what Futurama may say. So there were a lot of issues all along the way, and so between that, some comorbid conditions, I have gut issues and things like that. I have sensory issues in particular relating to sound. So I've got a whole range of symptoms that provide me with struggles in day-to-day life.
You talk about communication. What parts of communication are challenging for people with autism?
One of the big things is that with autism, we're typically seen by people who don't have autism as missing a lot of things, that we don't pick up on, you know, facial expressions, body language, tone of voice. But we also tend to not use that as much ourselves, and we often feel that other people are missing carefully chosen words or very clear to us statements. And so it's sort of a two-way street where we communicate in a different way than the people around us do in many cases, but it's a situation where if we're in a room full of autistic people, support group or whatever, we often find that we feel pretty comfortable because the people around us communicate like we do. So a lot of times it's the implied communication, be it something like sarcasm or tone of voice or something like, you know, gee, that garbage can sure looks full, meaning would you mind taking out the garbage without actually saying it? And so there's a whole host of things that we tend to miss in communication, but we also feel like people misinterpret our communication in ways that we find surprising. For example, I might say I don't like McDonald's hamburgers. Now, to a typical person, that means the same thing as I dislike McDonald's hamburgers, but I might just mean it as saying, you know, I'll eat them, but they aren't on my list of things I actively seek out. You know, it's not a dislike, it's just also not a like. So I might be extremely technical in how I say things that people don't get, and that can often lead to someone being insulted or interpreting a statement as more negative than it is. And so there's a lot of conflicts of communication that benefit from both sides understanding that the other side communicates differently.
Oh, so agree with that. Powerful what you just said. What kind of advice would you offer up to parents to understand a little bit better a child who is autistic? Because, I mean, we know that that's a big struggle.
One of the biggest pieces of advice I give is that if they're communicating at all, be it verbal, be it nonverbal, such as actions or even just random sounds, place as much trust as you can in them, even if it doesn't make any sense to you. If they say, you know, that hurts, don't say, oh, come on, it's just a little, because sensory issues mean that it could feel a lot more severe to them in terms of hurting or being bright or being loud than it does to you. And so a lot of times you run into this situation where as you experience things, people keep telling you, oh, it's not a big deal, or I believe you can do it, and then you fail at it. You start to lose faith in your own decision-making process. It can be hard to trust yourself when no one around you trusts you. So wherever you can, trust their experiences and try to solve problems in ways that validate their expression of what they experienced with that problem.
Yeah, again, great advice. So you know this, the FDA is trying to find some insight from people with autism, so you would be one of those people. And given that, what would you tell them about treatments? And you've been talking about it, what you've done yourself, but what kind of treatments would you say the FDA should look at?
You know, one of the things that has helped me personally the most, I struggled a lot with depression, and when I finally found the right medication for my depression, it also helped with my anxiety somewhat. And I discovered that a lot of times I was spending 10, 20, 30% of my energy on managing anxiety, which meant that I only had 70% on dealing with additional stuff from autism, and then additional stuff from autism would increase my anxiety, making it even harder. And so as I got my anxiety under control, my ability to deal with some of my autism struggles, things that would normally bother me dramatically, like if someone at a nearby table had their children watching videos without headphones, it used to make me so tense and so stressed that I'd be doing everything to get out of the restaurant as soon as I can. I'd be like, okay, I want to pay my bill. I want to leave. I need to get someplace more my control. And now it's just like, eh, it happens. So I found that a lot of times what helps, and I've heard this from other people, is treating not the autism, but the other conditions that often go along with it. You know, if they have gut issues, finding out if a dietary solution can help with that. Pay attention to nutrition issues. Pay attention to any other comorbid symptoms. Seizures are common in individuals with autism, subclinical seizures. So you don't even see them happening, but they can cause someone to appear to, you know, lose the idea mid-sentence and stare off into the distance or whatever, where it's the brain has a seizure internally that doesn't show up as the stereotypical physical expression of a seizure that a lot of people think of. So there's a lot of comorbid conditions with autism, and I think that, you know, while we don't really have a good idea for medications to treat autism itself, there's a lot that goes along with it that we can treat that can really help people struggling with autism be more comfortable and then better able to interact with their therapists, their therapy, their family, their educators, anyone around them in more positive and constructive ways.
All right, great place to end this. Great stuff. Paul Loudon, the book is Behind the Locked Door, Understanding My Life as an Autistic. Pick it up. I'm assuming, Paul, people can get it on Amazon, right?
Absolutely. People can get it on Amazon or loudononautism.com to find out more about me and see some of my videos and blog posts.
Great. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.